Chapter 11. Gulliver at Sea. One day, a dog takes me in its mouth and runs to hide. Fortunately, he doesn't hurt me. Gimbella is very frightened and searches for me. Finally, she finds me in the dog's mouth. Then the queen takes me on holiday to her palace near the sea. Gimbella isn't well and can't come, so a servant takes me in my new box. We arrive at the palace, and we all want to go to the sea. The servant puts food and water in my box and takes me to the beach. He puts my box on the ground next to his chair and opens the windows, so I have lots of fresh air and sun. Then he walks to the sea to swim. It's hot and I go to sleep. Suddenly, my box moves and I open my eyes. I can see the sky and sun from my window. What's happening? I'm flying through the air. Oh no! A seabird has got my box and it's carrying me high in the sky. But then it drops me. The box starts to fall. I'm very frightened. Soon the box falls into the sea. It moves on the water like a boat. It's my fourth day at sea. Fortunately, water isn't coming into my strong box, but I haven't got any food or water now. The sun is hot, and I feel terrible. Will I die here alone in the sea? Suddenly, I hear human voices. Am I imagining it? My box is moving through the water very quickly. Someone is pulling it with ropes. I open a window and shout for help. I can hear the voices near me, and they're speaking English. "Someone's in the box," a man shouts. "Bring it in!" Suddenly my box stops moving, and I look out of the window. I'm on a ship, and I can see some sailors. They're not giants, and they're not small people. They're the same size as me. At last! Finally, some normal-sized people,